Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Still a couple tricky toasts with a shot of the day. The return of Ted versus the FCC coming up right after our emails on our question. What story do you always begin with? This is going to sound disgusting. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Marsha. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, guys. About 25 years ago when my husband and I were first married, we went camping in our RV. And just went for a couple days over the weekend, and on our way home, we kept passing those dump stations, and they all had such long lines, and we said, you know, we got this covered. We know what to do. You know, these idiots waiting in line, we can just go home. How much could be in our holding tank? And we decided to get those five-gallon buckets from Home Depot and drain our sewer from our trailer and take it into our bathroom in our house and dump it down our toilet.
Oh.
And you would not believe how much crap those trailers can hold. And so we're like holding these 5 gallon buckets full of crap going down our hall in our new house with our white carpet. And just, it was disgusting.
How many different times did you make a trip with the buckets?
Well, we had at least 10 buckets full between the two of us. But at one point, I think my husband just said, you know, leave it alone. We're just going to leave the crap in the trailer. And because he kept opening the little trap door to let the crap out. And it was the most repulsive thing in the world. Oh, now we know why there's dump stations everywhere. And I don't know what.
And it's worth the line.
I have a question for you. Did you buy this trailer used?
Yes.
Ow.
So, God. In theory.
Right, because you could not produce, five or 25 gallons of waste yourself.
Did you say that this is like a camper trailer?
It's a camper trailer, yeah.
Right, so isn't the rule that if you don't absolutely necessarily have to do that, you don't?
No, don't do that, please.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. So
we didn't think it was so full.
Right, but the people who had it before you apparently didn't abide by that rule.
Yeah, that rule meant nothing.
Well, it's a little bit, but if you're camping, it's fine.
We had drained it before, so it had been drained completely.
So that was all.
So that's all you and your husband.
Apparently, we must crap a lot. It's also the water and stuff from draining it. But the funny thing is, my husband went into plumbing real soon after that. So.
For real? Mm. Was that the motivation?
That was the inspiration. I know what I want to do now.
Know. He's not afraid of turds, I guess. So.
That's a brave man you have there.
He really is.
Not all heroes wear capes.
What story do you always begin with? This is going to sound disgusting. 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, you can't, like, tour buses, right? Because they're on the road the whole time.
If
you have a camper, you're going to use the bathroom.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my story's a little long, but it ended up with my buddy not being able to get his deposit back on his apartment. So, basically, 21st birthday, went down in a blaze of glory, ended up getting real drunk at the bar because my buddy's dad decided to get the bartender $100 to spike all my drinks extra hard. But got carried home from the bar and lured up the stairs with a cheeseburger because I couldn't walk.
Lured up with a cheeseburger.
What are you, the Hoff?
Oh, I'm a big guy. It takes two people to carry me back from the bar.
Okay.
And I'm getting lured back up there, and, well, I decided in my drunken days that I'm going to challenge everybody there to a drinking contest, which ended up with me blacking out. And in the course of this all ending before 10 p.m., I decided to go to the bathroom in the bathtub.
I'm guessing number two?
Oh, yeah, number two.
Oh, yeah. All right, Kool-Aid, man.
Bathtub and just let it rip. and proceeded to fall backwards into said bathtub and knock myself out.
Oh, good times. Tell me someone got a picture of this.
Now, see, this goes to prove my point, which is if you had bashed your head and you were bleeding, I would offer to help you. If I found you laying in a pile of crap, like he's on his own.
Yeah, well, I wish it ended there, but they kept partying throughout the night, and me being stark naked from the bottom down, proceeded to have women come in and check out my junk all night long on a cold night.
As you lay in a pile of poop.
On a cold porcelain tub.
Look, man, I can tell you right now, I don't care if you had the penis of King Kong. When you're also laying unconscious in a pile of your own poop, it's not going to matter.
No. But keep in mind, a lot of people do pass on, and you don't hear the intricate details of what was actually happening at the time.
What do you mean?
So let's just assume he hit his head.
Uh-huh.
And he passed on. The story at the funeral would be like, we were partying, he slipped in the bathtub.
Right, hit his head.
Yeah.
And that's it. Not he tried to take a crap in it, fell backwards, bashed his head, sat in crap all night while people came in and checked out his penis, then he died.
Would that be wrong to do?
I mean, the full story.
Not the announcement to the public, but at the funeral itself. Like, listen, you're all here, and we went on our friend, man, and a lot of you heard that we were partying, and we were, and we walked into the bathroom, he'd slipped and hurt his head. It should be noted, he wasn't wearing pants at the time. Also, he slipped in his own poop because he was pooping in my bathtub, ladies and gentlemen. He slipped in his poop. Are we still that upset that he's gone? I'm just asking. We're going to miss him, but like, do you still feel that bad?
What story do you always begin with? This is going to sound disgusting. 844-999-OLA.
We were at Beach Week one year, which is like you graduate high school, you go to the beach. Miles would say it's debaucherous, to say the least. So my cousin wasn't the biggest drinker. He's going to drink, blah, blah, blah. So he gets all wasted. And he's in the bathroom puking for a while. But I guess also he had the ultimate dilemma. So then there's another girl with us, right? Now, she kind of knows my cousin, but not really. And she's so wasted. She's got the door open, and she's, like, talking at him and then looking at us going, you guys should come in here and help. And his pants are just off. Right. And he's just sitting there, his junk just dangling. I'm like, are we going to acknowledge that his penis is out?
Penis.
Right, like, it's my cousin. I don't need to see that.
I can't help but put the penis away.
And it's just, there's no way to look good when you're just on a toilet that drunk with your pants on your ankles. Like, I'll be all right.
What story do you always begin with? This is going to sound disgusting. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Bob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, my story is I went to Oklahoma for work, and then I got home in the morning and I ate breakfast at the SeaTac airport, waiting for the shuttle to take me home. And I got home and my stomach just roils. It's gurgling and making all kinds of weird noises. And I was sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden I had to go to the bathroom, and I got up, but I didn't make it.
Oh, you just stood up and pooped?
Yeah, and it was bad. And so I get into the bathroom and take my pants off, my underwear off, and I'm sitting on the toilet, and then I had to throw up. So I got off the toilet, turned around, went to puke in the toilet, and just sprayed the wall behind the So I'm sitting there, and the kicker of it is I had my daughter was, I don't know, some she was it was 20 some years ago. She was little, and she's standing in the doorway, and I'm kneeling down at the toilet. She comes in, grabs my face with both hands, turns my head to hers, and says, "You know, Dad, sometimes I crap my pants too." But it was fun. It wasn't fun. Right.
Ah, memories.
Man. They still talk about that. You know, remember, Dad, when you came home from your trip and crapped over the bathroom wall?
Didn't tell the kids that I've been drinking all weekend.
Man, oh man.
What story do you always begin with? This is going to sound disgusting. 844-999-OLA. Called out by the kids.
Yeah. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So my daughter was born 7 years ago, and both her and her older sister were C-section.
All right.
And the mother of my daughter, she has a picture of my daughter's older sister being pulled out of her, and she was wanting me to take a picture of her, of my daughter as well.
of a C-section.
I'm waiting for the doctors to get ready and tell me, like, all right, you know, baby's coming. And they have a curtain up to, you know, make sure that's their clean area and everything. And I'm getting impatient. And so I decided to look up over the curtain just to see where they're at. And the second that I look up over the curtain, they take her intestines, pull it out, and flop it right on top of
her. Oh, 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 man.
Wow. I almost hurled. I couldn't stop myself. I was just like, oh no, that I just saw a lot more of you than I ever needed to see in my whole life.
Wow.
Well, I've never seen anyone's intestines before.
No.
Yeah, I'm
not a surgeon, so I think that would shock me.
Yeah, you're not an EMT.
Right.
Do you keep watching or do you duck back behind the curtain?
I ducked back down. I couldn't take it. Just a, I was like, oh no, I love my daughter, but I could not take that.
That would be intense, man. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I know it's part of life. It's nature. It's, well, you know, it's medical nature.
Yeah, but
whatever it is.
I don't know. Something about watching the intestines is different, man.
Oh, boy. And you got a lot of intestines, too.
Yeah, I mean, no.
It would be like picking up like a bundle of rope off a dock and just like plopping it on
except
the front
of the
boat.
Except it's all slippery.
Yeah, exactly. All wet and nasty.
I mean, look, I know they say, you know, it's the miracle of childbirth. And it is. And it's fantastic. And it's this biological joy that nature's given us. But, man, let's just call a spade a spade. It is heinous to watch. All right? Like, I get that your bundle of joy has shown up on this planet. And truly, there is no feeling like it. Mm-hmm. But it's also tempered by the fact that you're like, oh, my God, right before I heard you start crying, I saw something that I cannot unsee.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like something just crawled out of Carrot Top's pigtails, like right in the middle of it.
Dude, it looked like Louis Armstrong was about to blow in the trumpet, man. But instead of air, there was a baby.
Yeah, I think the you're glowing and the miracle of birth,
man.
I think it's just what moms tell other soon-to-be moms.
Yeah, I think it is.
Because if you see a pregnant lady that's like 7-8 months along, like, she looks miserable.
She's uncomfortable. She's mad.
She's all bloated.
Kid comes out with a cone head.
And they start referring to the child as it. I want it out of me. Like, when you get to that point, that's what it is. Yeah, man. So it's like, look, I get it. It's this wonderful biological miracle, but it is, Jesus, man. Like, watching that thing, I cannot. I told you, Lamaze class. Watched the video. I did not know they'd show everything. So they've been talking to this redhead, her and her husband, right? And they're talking about the whole process. Well, now they follow her to the hospital, and I'm still under the assumption they're not going to show it all, right? They go in, they lift up her dress, and I'm just like, oh, my God. I was not prepared. Because the thing is, you got to understand, this is not my kid, right? It's different when it's your kid.
Sure, sure.
It doesn't matter what, say, the pre-packaging looked like. But in this case, it was like Conan O'Brien was in a leg lock, and then he puked out her baby. I mean, honest to God, it's the best way I can describe it. And I'm like, I'm not going to be okay, man.
What story do you always begin with? This is going to sound disgusting. We've got your emails coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what story do you always begin with? This is going to sound disgusting, and here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Guys, one of my buddies who works as an EMT told me he and his partner had responded to a call for a guy who had shoulder pain. They arrive on the scene to find a drowsy woman in her 50s complaining of pain all over, but especially in her right shoulder. So he goes to assess her shoulder by pressing inward on them to find and identify the pain in typical assessment. In doing so, he unintentionally and unknowingly plunges his fingers on his left hand into her right shoulder. Yes, she had an abscess on her arm from injecting heroin, and his fingers plunged into one, all the way to the bone. Needless to say, he told me he needed to leave the room to avoid losing his lunch because not only did that gross him out, but the smell got to him and everyone there. I witnessed this old, that's one. Here's another. I witnessed this old nasty prostitute put her hands down her pants and was digging around down there. Then she put the same hand in her mouth. I got sick to my stomach.
God.
Nasty. That from Meg.
Thanks, Meg.
The cyst one still is the worst for me.
Guys, I used to be a maid. I've seen my fair share of disgusting things. But one day at work, one of the houses I had to clean up was a house that all the other girls dreaded doing. Old couple lived in the home with their older son and their cats. We always start upstairs, and so we went up and started in the son's bedroom. Basically, the instructions for his mess were to throw away any food found in his room. I proceeded to find bag after bag of different fast food bags, 2 liters of empty soda, full bag of chips, so on and so forth. More food than I'd ever seen. One of his bags was still full of a dozen old cheeseburgers. Then we got onto his game room. Here's the kicker. He had a computer chair in front of his desk, and if you look close enough, there was a crusty white spot on his chair. I would refuse to touch anything in that room, vacuumed it and done. His bathroom was covered in poop, pee, mucus, and poopy underwear and towels. And he had a certain place in his sink to spit loogies, trim hair, spit toothpaste, an organized, disgusting mess. I can't believe I kept my job as a maid after that. That from Samantha. Okay, this one's a little bit much, but we'll read it.
Oh, because that last one wasn't.
When I was about 20 years old, I was getting dressed, and I noticed that there was a hole in my panties where the hole in my panties would be, so to speak.
Right? Okay.
I thought maybe it got caught on something in the wash, or I just needed to buy new panties. So over the next few weeks, about 10 pairs of underwear had holes where that spot would be in the lining. My pets didn't chew up clothing. We didn't have any rodents, so I could not come up with the explanation other than something about my vagina was eating the cotton lining of my panties. I did not have any odd symptoms, and other than an apparent caustic vagina, so I never went to the doctor. In retrospect, maybe I should have.
Wait.
If only to figure out what caused it. After trashing a bunch of panties, it just stopped happening. One of the weirdest things that's ever happened to me, and it never happened again. As far as I know, my vagina has never been hazardous to anything but underwear. Have you seen the movie Teeth? Now that's one terrifying vagina. P.S. Ted, I absolutely love your voice. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
The that woman from, with the acidic Antigone. Vagina.
Yes.
How does that just happen once?
The thing is, when you listen to the way she wrote the email, it's like, look, man, my vagina is acidic and it's eating through the lining of my underwear. But she says, you know what, man? Otherwise, there were no weird symptoms.
Yeah.
Your vagina was eating through your clothing. Right. That is a weird symptom.
It's all different down there. I mean, Ted, do you think that your penis always tastes the same?
I guess not. But
Depends on the day.
Yeah, but
you never know.
But it's never been like a drip of pee and burned a hole in my underwear.
Right, that's true.
Exactly. Not like the alien blood work.
Let's move on to wishing these kids some birthdays. Hola, fellas. Please help us celebrate our former ginger, a booger, in his 12th rotation around the sun. He's one hell of a dog handler, and he'll be showcasing his own puppet dog shows for the first time this year. Now his hair matches his girl, Annie. He'd love to hear the birthday song with an original fish sandwich and a You Like That. Thanks, guys, for all the laughs.
Fish sandwich.
You like that? You like that?
Guys, my son, Lucas's 15th birthday. He listens to you guys every single day. Even though I listen on my way home, he still gives me the play-by-play when I get home. He's a big fan of In This Moment. And that's my fault. Please give him a little Dirty Germans. And remember, he is 15 years old, everybody.
Yeah. At 15 years old, the only thing I can tell you is the 15 position. That is when you go to school and do your homework.
Yeah. Then I agree. I like that band a lot, too. I can't imagine why this 15-year-old boy likes them.
Yeah, we know.
Pacholos the Dizzle is 18 today, and there's nothing he needs more than a drop the beat, wedding puke, and a life advice from those filthy Germans. Thanks so much. You guys rock that from the parents.
Drop the beat.
End it.
Yeah, I want to drizzle on your dizzle.
Yes, I mean, it's your 18th birthday, so, you know, maybe ask the parents for $100 in ones. It's time to go to the strip club.
Yeah.
Hello, naked ladies. My girl Katie, pronounced KT, has rotated around the big ball of fire yet again. Can she have the dirty German thrill and Aussie Ted show her how it's done, please? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, very easy. Today we will do children's show, but I will need to use your butt as finger puppet.
Yeah, Teddy from Melbourne. You ever seen a platypus? You ever wonder how it got that flat beak? I'll show you. It's awfully threatening.
Guys, today is my bestest bestie's birthday, April. Steve, please give her some awesome black man loving, followed by everybody talking all over themselves about how April should just relax and have fun. That from her best friend.
I think the only thing that's bothering you, April, probably that your parents named you after the month you was born in. Mm-hmm. So why don't you take some time, be glad you wasn't born in November. Because that would be stupid.
Here's what I would do if I want to relax. I would get yourself a big fat joint.
I'll tell you what. Man. Stroll to the bathroom. Grab the jerkins for nothing. I'll put the jerk in the dirt.
You know what else? Probably get late.
Mm-hmm. Guys, today's my friend Annie's birthday. She listens to you guys every day on her way home. Could you give her some dirty Germans, especially dirty? Thank you, guys.
Yeah. For your birthday, we will go agriculture. I will lay on my back, and you can plant tulips.
Yes, and as that's that, we will serve you a white breakfast sausage over a bread of sprouts.
Yeah, these sprouts.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is exactly what it looks like.
Gentlemen, Zach here. I'm 22 years old today. Can I get the dirty Germans talking about Coors Lights and Harley Davidsons for my birthday, please?
Yeah, the best thing about the Coors Light is that it always makes me want to ride a hog.
Yes, I mean, my best advice would be park that hog and start crossing those Coors Lights. Delicious. Silver bullet.
Yeah, park your hog in my bike rack.
You know, in Germany, we still have the twins.
Hola, Macholas. Today's my good friend Lacey.
And
27th birthday. She is a daycare worker. Have a Ozzy Ted. Give her the best birthday ever. Thank you, guys.
What's her name?
Her name is Lacey.
Ah. Ah, Ted here from Melbourne. Lacey, I heard you've been working at a daycare. It's like trying to scrounge up a bunch of saltwater crocodiles, huh? Frickin' kids.
But you'll say
that's the name of their daycare. Frickin' kids.
Guys, I was hoping to get an original fish sandwich and a Leroy Jenkins. Maybe some original Dirty Germans talking about smoking meat. Rock on, guys. That from Ed.
Fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, of course we want you to smoke the meat tonight. I think the flavor that I want is saliva.
Yeah, smoking meat is great. You can have pulled pork, you can dry rub your Boston butt. Yeah, smoke it all.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to wish my manager Isaac a happy 32nd birthday. Also, congratulations, you dirty old man, on your home purchase. Going to get some dirty Germans. We love you guys and listen every day. Thanks, guys, and rock on.
Yeah, when I hear the name Isaac, I cannot help but think of actor Ted Lang from The Love Boat. And I want to pull my ship into your harbor.
Yeah, why is always there a plane with the boats? Don't forget to pack up your caboose, or maybe I'll pack it for you.
Yeah, you will be riding the ferry tonight.
Yeah, it's also going to be a train.
Guys, birthday shout out to my employee, Anisha, pronounced Nene. Can I get thrilled to give her a couple gets, please?
Couple gets? Something about yelling get to Nene that I don't think I'd ever say. Get! Get! Get that Nene!
Guys, it's that time of year again down here at the Salmon Hatchery when my coworker Sarah becomes 1 year older, pushing her deeper into her 30s. Could she please get the dirty Germans talking about the joy of spawning salmon, please?
Yeah, that's what you want to call my sperm. Anything for you.
Yeah, I love to spawn the salmon. The trick part is just first talking them into having sex with you.
Yeah, and I plan to get deeper into your 30s.
Sometimes they squirm, they just swim away.
Yeah, but you can chase them down. Play hard to get, yeah?
See, I'm like a bear.
Hola, guys, it is Crystal here, and Crystal is turning 40 years old, so she wants nothing more than a little motivational speech from Ted about the joys of turning 40 years old.
I'll tell you what, Crystal, it's going to be a tough one, 40. No, it won't. You're going to wake up tomorrow, you're going to be the same person, just 40. Sure, the kids will poke, make fun of you, but you're just 40, it's fine. Now when you get to 50, the coach has a different talk.
Oh, man. Wow. Let's say you spun that.
They get cut.
Exactly. What the hell's that?
Don't forget to check the gym door. See if you made the team.
Guys, you make my day, every work day better. Today I'm 44 years old. Want to give a shout out from maybe a little German thrilling Ozzy Ted. Also like Wobbin to say anything in German. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, tonight we will go outside where you will play with the garden hose. But understand that there's several hoes named Wendy who are in the garden waiting.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. It's going to be a wild night. You might wake up with Vegemite all over your face.
Ja, deine Rosinenschnecke ist sehr tief.
Yeah, the Vegemite-Schnecke have teeth.
Yes, they do. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Ja, the Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Couple extra emails here. Guys, as far as what happened with your phone, I was drinking at a buddy's house, and after I was nice and smashed, I caught the last bus home to downtown. Well, I fell asleep, and I ended up at the end of the bus station. Bus driver made me get off. It was December. There was snow. It was cold. It was 2 a.m., and the next bus wasn't coming until 5 a.m. So I drank the remaining beers I had in my backpack and smoked with a little weed I had on me. Woke up to the bus arriving, so I got on and fell asleep again.
No, no.
Woke back up from the place I started to another driver telling me to get off the bus. Luckily, the bus going to downtown was just pulling up, so I got on it quick, and I managed to stay awake this time. Now it's around 7 a.m. I finally make it home, and that's when I realize I don't have my phone. So I ordered a replacement phone and never shut off my services to the old one. When I got my new phone and the contacts automatically uploaded from the cloud, I realized there were some new contacts. Names like Little B, Swiggy, and J-Rolls. Through the next few months, I had crackheads calling and texting looking for crack and an angry man named James who wanted to beat my ass because I owed him money. I must have talked to this dude for 10 minutes trying to convince him that I left my phone on the bus and someone took it and used it. I got a random text almost a year later for someone looking for crack. It was crazy. Can't make this stuff up. Good times.
Damn.
That from Toad. Let's see. Ted, you were absolutely right about the car you want to see someone get out to fight. It is, in fact, a smart car. As a smart car owner myself, I can assure you that there is no way to own a smart car and take life too seriously. We're likely more interested in buying you a beer and laughing about the situation than fighting. And as for the best car owners, I'm a car detailer, and moms with small SUVs are by far the most kind and friendly customers I have. Shout out to my small business, Smart Mobile Auto Detailing. I'm the master of messy family cars. No shame car detailing. That from David.
All right.
There you go. And Thrill, glad you brought back garlic and hope you keep it for a bit. Love that.
Hey, man, thanks for the reminder.
That coming in from Parker. There you go. I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Stunning Kurt is a cunning stuntman. In 7 solid seconds, Stunning Kurt completes 7 cunning stunts.
3 times fast!
Stunning Kurt is a cunning stuntman. In 7 solid seconds, Stunning Kurt completes 7 cunning stunts.
1!
Stunning Kurt is a cunning stuntman. In 7 solid seconds, Stunning Kurt completes 7 cunning stunts.
2!
Stunning Kurt is a cunning stuntman. In 7 solid seconds, Stunning Kurt completes 7 cunning stunts.
Oh! Big win last time at 10 versus the FCC. Let's do it again!
And now! Everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC. Oh,
wow, wow. Yeah, you think we can just make it through a Friday, man, but those Thursday nights are so late, man, we just get all messed up trying to come up with these rhymes and riddles.
Dedication to the job, man. We do what we got to do.
We do it, man.
What are we hopped up on?
Last night, what was that stuff, that little pink thing with the cross on?
The pink thing with the cross, I'm not sure, but I know that it was cut with Formula 409.
Wasn't too acidic, was it?
No, man. You just sweeten it up with a little bit of, what do you call it, radiator fluid.
Oh, okay. So, well, lo and behold, as we told you earlier, we came in and we got a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. Who knew? And as we say that, listener comes first, so we're going to go with this one.
There you go.
And it says, boo, bitches, liquor, and whores. A treat, especially for the Ted Smith. No trucker speed for me, just booze and chicken curry. It's late and time for me to go to bed, but I decided to come up with this one for Ted versus the FCC. And this one is titled, Ryan Castle in His Backyard on a Sunny Day.
Okay, Ryan sounds very
Castle
uplifting.
In his backyard on a sunny day.
That sounds
very
nice. Picture.
Yeah, it says, Eric, suck it, Ted. And it goes something like this. The sun is shining, and in a shallow pool, Ryan Castle shyly sits. Shyly sitting, he shaves his armpits and naughty bits. He sits and shaves and sits until he's very smooth and slick. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you got to read that one time through, then 3 times fast.
All right. The sun is shining, and in a shallow pool, Ryan Castle shyly sits. Shyly sitting, he shaves his armpits and naughty bits. He sits and shaves and shaves and sits until he's very smooth and slick.
Three times fast.
The sun is shining, and in a shallow pool, Ryan Castle shyly sits. Shyly sitting, he shaves his armpits and naughty bits. He sits and shaves, shaves and sits until he's very smooth and...
Just like our caller from earlier, sits there and
very shy about it.
Just very, just said.
I mean, it's weird. You think you wouldn't be shy when you're doing that in your own shallow pool?
No, I didn't know that about Ryan.
Yeah,
he has that pool, doesn't
okay.
he?
Okay, back to the loss column on Ted versus the FCC. Don't forget, though, the joy of Ted's losses is at the end of the year and our end of year spectacular. We play every single miss from Ted versus the FCC throughout the year. If you would like to play Ted versus the FCC, download the Men's Room app and play you versus the FCC every single time we challenge Ted. We put that challenge up to the app so you can play as well.
And play with the kids, play with the grandparents. Anyone who doesn't mind you saying filthy things around them, that's your man.
Play it with Rob Thomas.
Bad joke time coming up. Ryan Castle, the drunken charge, will be in to kick off the bad jokes. 844-999-OLA if you'd like to phone them in or send the emails to the men's room at mensroomlive.com with your bad jokes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Bad joke time. Email the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Bad jokes at 844-999-OLA. But first, to ensure that the bad jokes last for generations to come,
generations,
we first must bring you these rules.
This is the official men's room bad jokes rules. A bad joke is a bad joke, not necessarily a dirty joke. For instance, a guy walked into a bar. I think we know how that one ends. And yes, we all know about the man from Nantucket and what he can do. So a bad joke is a bad joke, not necessarily an offensive one. I mean, we all know that Jews own Hollywood, and what's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics? Just keep these simple rules in mind before you call.
And now, the men's room proudly brings you bad jokes.
Ryan Castle, drunk in charge, here to kick off the bad jokes.
Why are your fingers your best friends?
Why are your fingers your best friends?
Because you can count on them.
From the email, what does Mike Hawk have in common with a welfare recipient?
What do I have in common with a welfare recipient? What?
I don't know. I'm not working on it.
Yeah!
What's the difference between ooh and ah?
What is the difference between ooh and ah?
About 3 inches.
Dad, are we pyromaniacs? Yes, we are, son.
Should you have your whole family for Thanksgiving dinner?
Should you have your whole family for Thanksgiving?
No, you dinner? Should have turkey.
Yeah, no, just stick with the turkey.
Hey.
What did the blanket say when it fell off the bed?
I don't know.
Huh. Oh, sheet.
Oh. Ooh. Why did Humpty Dumpty have a great fall? To make up for his miserable summer.
Oh.
Oh. Funny, but dark.
It is dark,
right? My mom said she would make me Eggs Benedict if I came home. So I'm going home for the hollandaise.
Why did the tomato blush?
Why did the tomato blush?
Because it saw the salad dressing.
I asked my Scottish friend how many sexual partners he had. He started counting, but he fell asleep. I just had to chase a mugger down the street after he stole my wallet. He really gave me a run for my money.
Sheep, Ted.
Sheep. 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 Yeah. All right, I'll say, are Scottish people known for getting a lot of chicks?
What creature is smarter than a talking parrot?
What creature is smarter than a talking parrot?
A spelling bee.
What does a bag of chips and a push-up bra have in common?
I don't know.
Both half full.
They're both half empty. There you go on the bad jokes, Bob, and have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. and the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 60-year-old Ian Cognito of London, England. Ian, by the way, if his name sounds ridiculous, he's a stand-up comic, and he's been performing since the mid-1980s. And yesterday, he was at the Attic Comedy Club in Bicester, and the crowd apparently was eating it up. They even said this was one of his better performances. One of his jokes was about getting older, and he said something along the lines of, imagine having a stroke and waking up speaking Welsh. Imagine if I died right in front of you lot here, for English. So he sat down on a stool, he starts breathing heavy, and then he slumps over. And the crowd's just laughing and laughing for about 5 minutes, and they realized Ian had actually died.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He said, imagine if I were to die in front of you lot here. And then he sat down and said he started breathing heavy and sweating and slumped over on the stool on the stage. And everyone laughed because they thought he's doing it for effect.
Oh, man.
Some of the patrons now, and I'm trying not to laugh, they just said, man, we felt really, really bad because we just sat there laughing at him for 5 minutes, not realizing that he had just died. So it turns out there were two.
Well, when you set up the joke with the fact that you, what if you just had a stroke and died right here on stage and then you do the bit.
But nobody thought right. So he actually.
And he stayed on the stool? He didn't like fall off?
He slumped over, and I want to say it was like the stage manager, kind of like his buddy and stage manager, was like, something's not right. Went out there, checked his pulse, and realized they said he died at the scene. So they didn't put him in an ambulance and get him hot. Like, he died on the stage after saying, imagine if I were to die in front of you tonight.
Wow.
And then he did.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Life imitating art.
I guess.
It was just kind of ironic. Like, I saw that a comic died on stage, and then as I'm reading how it went down, they're like, no, he said, imagine if I.
I guess it's better than a dead crowd. I mean, in that sense.
I guess so, man.
That is. I mean, that's awful for everybody involved.
That's what they said. Everyone felt bad, not just because he died. That part's obvious, but that we all sat there laughing for 5 minutes because of his dedication to, you know, executing.
Yeah, that's an emotional roller coaster for the audience as well. He's really selling this bit.
He is.
If you read the article, you get that sense. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! We're going to get tested online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.